Support for GLT comes from Wendell Niepagan Greenhouses, the place to go for things that grow. Proud sponsor of the Dean of Green on GLT. Open 7 days a week on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington or anytime at niepagans.com. NIEPAGENS.com. This is GLT.
I know you haven't even thawed your turkey yet, but face it, you're thinking about holiday decor, aren't you? I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences. It is Patrick Murphy, and hello there, Murph.
Howdy doody, Laura.
Howdy doody indeed. Today on GLT's Grow, Murph gets us into the holiday spirit with some exciting ideas for outdoor holiday decorating. And you've got this great experience, Murph, in that you are an arborist and you know all about plants and things like that, but you also know about, you know, that whole HGTV kind of a thing about how to make plants work beautifully with decor.
And I'm trying to draw on a lot of the cultural things that I picked up when I was working as a landscape contractor in Chicago and then the suburbs. And in that experience, I learned that, you know, there's kind of a place to go to look and see what's the neatest and the newest.
Is that the rich area of town?
That's right, Laura. The people that employ us all sign our checks and make our lives livable. It's just the way it is.
It
or leave it.
That's right.
I mean it. So, hey, there are all these new modern things, just like our clothes and our jewelry and our cars. Same is true with our Christmas and holiday decor. And what I've got today is broken it into three categories, starting with the most dollars in work, leading down to the least amount of dollars in work.
Okay.
And I thought that'd be the best way to kind of give people a context to what we're talking about here. But you know what's really going to be popular this year are pop culture facades, little icons in the landscape. And these are usually something that are made by the same guy or gal that's making Adirondack chairs and sells them in the shop on the side of the road. These are wood forms or some kind of constructed form, and they prop up in your landscaping. And
could I have a dinosaur, you know, because Jurassic World was so big this year?
It's funny you say that, because that's one of the categories you can expect to see. Along with Star Wars stuff, okay, because we've got...
That's opening right before Christmas.
Yeah, we're all licking our chops over that. But the ones, the classics are still popular. It's just that they are now showing up in 6 to 8 foot tall forms that are lit at night. And the most popular ones are the Peanuts, the Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and the whole gang.
Really?
Along with that poor little homely Christmas tree. That was the number one. That's
really?
That one has kind of, you know, it crosses many lines. You may not have a Christmas tree, but you might have a Charlie Brown and the whole gang out in the yard during the Christmas holidays. Follow me? And then followed by the Peanuts gang is the Grinch and the claymation characters.
So we maybe can get some Rudolph in there, too?
Yeah, and, you know, my sister gave me an Abominable Snowman ornament years ago. And it's one of my favorite ones.
Does your Bumble bounce?
I'm certain that it does. And then, you know, Bigfoot's on the list.
Bigfoot's
on the list. And there's something I've seen before that's not so holiday related, but it was half of a Bigfoot, like looking out from behind a tree. and it's mounted on hinges. So as the wind blows it around,
It moves.
Okay?
I would freak out if I saw that driving down the road at night.
Well, there's one at my house.
Oh, okay,
so you can
thanks.
Come see that.
Heads up.
But that's not the one that they're talking about for Christmas. It's more the beef jerky commercial one where it's this big, lovable creature that that I'm sure biologists will discover eventually.
Yes.
And then wrapping that all up in that category is the oversized gifts and Christmas ornaments. You know, this looks like a huge Christmas ornament sitting out in the yard. And these are typically, again, forms that are propped up. They're decorative on one side and blank on the other. They're backed up by your winter landscape, and they're oftentimes lit at night. So the next category finds still some modern images, but it's more in the traditional Christian Christmas realm, okay?
So, and maybe a little bit more affordable.
Right, and then there's a this is one neat little twist that I wanted to share with everybody. You know, the nativity with the North Star has always been something in the Christian winter landscape. And I love it, too. But, you know, there's been some folks out there that have a problem with that, and there's some vandals and some folks that have way too much time on their hand.
Yeah.
So you may not see all of the characters show up in the nativity until Christmas Eve. And I think that's kind of neat. That was one way to kind of address a problem with the knuckleheads and all of us that love to see that nativity
And there's
scene.
Some suspense going, will the three wise men show up on time?
Right, right. Where'd the donkey and the cow come from? Because they're important to the nativity scene, too.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. But in this case, it's more like getting your hands snowy, well, eventually snowy, because we're talking about holiday decor.
So in addition to this nativity idea, there is the decorated Christmas tree that's in the landscape. So this may be a tree that you already own.
Something that's already in the lawn.
Yeah, it could be. Or it could be a fresh cut Christmas tree that you brought home.
So you have it outside.
That's right.
Cool.
And it may not have lights on it, or it may have just lights on it. It's a preference and taste thing. But I've seen it where there were several cut Christmas trees put in the ground with little pilot holes. They probably used the tulip bore to drill that nice hole for the trunk.
Uh-huh.
I think that would work pretty well. You know, I've drilled into frozen soil with that bore that we use for tulip bulbs. And I'm saying that because I want to encourage people to buy lots of Christmas trees.
Well, what's wrong with putting more trees out
there? That's right. So you can get one in the house and five or six in the yard, make it seven. I'm telling you, you got dealing power at the Christmas tree lot. So, and then there's the standby string lights on your house and outlining forms. That's not new, but the type of lighting is new.
Okay, what's new?
It's the LED and the string lights, and they're still going to make your power bill go up a little bit, but not nearly as much as the lights that you help Grandpa screw the bulbs in, and you know they get mounted 3 days later because that takes forever.
So those who are budget-minded need to go for the LED lights.
I think we should all go for them, but there is some charm to the old-school incandescent bulbs. You know, the bigger the bulb, the better, so they hold more latex paint, you know, so it's neat-looking stuff. And then last in that middle category, too, is the outline forms of things like the snowflake, the snowman, the cross.
Yes.
These are all things that are common to see, and they're affordable and doable without taking the entire weekend and hiring out for help.
You know what I'm happy to see popping up in people's yards? Inflatables.
Yes.
Like a big snow globe.
Yeah.
And it actually, you put a blower on it, and it blows snow on the inside, and it's really cool. And last year, I saw this inflatable dinosaur. I love dinosaurs.
Okay.
And the dinosaur had a Santa hat on, and there were all these presents around it. So it was like this pop culture thing, but it was mixing it with very traditional things. And it was sweet, and it was fun, you know, and you could tell that all the kids in the neighborhood would love something like
that. Yeah, that's charming. And the kids do get a kick out of the Santasaurus, as it's called, right?
Oh, so, yeah,
and
of course.
They're painted green and red, you know, that's really neat. So we've also got some of our least costly and least work-intensive options. And these are colored and filtered flood lamps that you can purchase at lots of local retailers. And it's LED also. And they'll use a lot less power.
You know, a little bit less power. But, I mean, are they something I could leave up all winter?
You could. And they have colored filters on them. So, you know, you can uplight and throw shadows, or you can also add some light to tree trunks and stuff like that.
Change the colors and you can use them at Easter time.
Why not?
Make it a pastel.
Why not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, those are some really good suggestions. And, of course, you know what? We're always open for suggestions and questions here as well. I mean, even though we're heading into the wintertime, people still have questions about plants.
We love to get the questions. It's a lot of fun to get into those.
Yeah, here at Grow Corporate, bring on the questions. We'd love to hear from you. And actually, if you're going to do something really cool in your yard, take some pictures and send it along to us. We would love to see that as well. And now next week, Murph has a list, and he's checking it twice, about the best Christmas trees to buy. So we're going to talk indoor decor next week on GLT's Grow. And again, if you've got a gardening question or problem that you'd like Murph to tackle, go to our website, wglt.org/grow, fill in the form, and send it along to us. It's wglt.org/grow.